We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Gavin Westlake. It's Monday, February 16th, 2026. Here's this week's forecast for Champaign-Urbana from the National Weather Service. We're starting the week off today with a beautiful high near 60 degrees and a low near 39 degrees. Expect some patchy fog before 10 a.m. and mostly sunny skies as well as wind gusts up to 24 miles per hour. Tomorrow will be cloudy, but we'll see another high just under 60 degrees and a low around 53 degrees, coupled with a 30% chance of rain after midnight. On Wednesday, we really get a feel for this fall spring with sunny skies and a high near 69 degrees and a low near 42 degrees. Thursday will bring 30% chance of rain after noon, staying mostly sunny with a high near 67. Thursday night, temperatures will drop around 37 degrees with a 40% chance of rain after midnight. Get outside and enjoy a slice of spring this weekend, Champaign. Now for some road closures. Pavement repair will result in road closures in the city of Champaign. Anthony Drive between Dobbins Drive and Dale Drive will be closed. Eastbound and westbound traffic will be detoured. The closure is set to begin today and reopen next Monday, weather permitting. The city encourages caution when traveling near work zones. As for some local competitions this past weekend, Purdue Roz won Roz Mania, a university-sponsored Indian folk dancing competition at the Virginia Theater Saturday night. The event was part of Roz All-Stars, a countrywide series of events that will culminate in a national championship showcase in Baltimore in April. 8 college-affiliated Roz teams took part this weekend, each basing their performance on a theme. A familial and cultural event, Rookie Shaw watched her daughter captain the team, Washu Roz.
The type of dance that they're doing is actually a very traditional dance form from our heritage, like specifically our part of India. And so it's especially exciting for us to see our kids doing that. Having been born and grown up here and to still carry on that tradition is really extra meaningful.
Anna Torres Kakulos, professor in LAS, brought her 7-year-old son Leo to the show for cultural immersion.
I can't wait for the dance. Yeah, I like tap dancing. Since it makes like a cool noise and I'm really good at it.
The dancers in the show did not tap dance. However, Mania did expand in 2021 to include more than just Roz. They added a Bhangra competition as well, which featured 5 teams. New England Bhangra Club won that competition. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Madison Magnus, Grace Avila, and Mac Jones. That's all for today from WPGU News. This has been Gavin Westlake.